In Bucha, on the outskirts of Kyiv, Valentina watches as builders repair her home. It was damaged by shelling when Russian forces occupied the town last year, an experience she says was worse than living through World War II.
Everything was destroyed. The TV, sofa, clothes. I couldn't stay, so I went to my neighbor's basement. We spent weeks there. There were explosions night and day. Russians and Ukrainians firing. I don't know how I survived.
The house now has new windows, and soon the roof will be finished. Valentina sweeps up shavings from the timber to fuel her burner. Bucha's town council is financing reconstruction in this neighborhood, one of many districts pounded by Russian artillery.
Nearly every house in the street has been damaged, and it's a similar picture in so many parts of Ukraine. It is clear that rebuilding the country is going to take years and cost a lot of money.
As the war continues in Ukraine, so does the destruction. Mangled infrastructure and bombarded buildings are now part of the landscape. Some people are forced to survive in what's left of their homes. Kyiv estimates that reconstruction will cost at least $350 billion. The EU has an idea about how it could be funded.
Ukraine will rebuild, and the damages must be compensated. We have already frozen over 300 billion euros of Russian assets. I am strongly convinced this should and this will be used for Ukraine's reconstruction.
Not all EU members are convinced about using frozen Russian assets for Ukraine's reconstruction, but some say it would be a form of justice, making Moscow pay to rebuild what it has destroyed, even though no amount of money could ever fully restore people's shattered lives. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Bucha, Ukraine.